Heating and Cooling, 425-4717, and let them help you make your home a healthy home. Your Carrier authorized dealer, where comfort exceeds expectations.
It's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Well, Maton with the ball to start the second half as they trail Alma 31-26. Here's Harris with it on the left wing. The team switching sides. Maton now moving left to right. Ball goes over to Bickford on the right side. He'll dribble up to the top, gives it to Dewey. Dewey's going to put up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Smith.
Yeah, Bombers need a good start here to this second half and to kind of get a lead here, and that'll help right there. Turn it around that end.
The ball goes a little wide of Towns Robinson and on the low blocking out of bounds. That will be just almost second turnover of the night.
Yeah, they played a clean game so far. They banked in some threes, hit a couple runners. If you're mounting home, you're saying, all right, they've kind of got their run. Let's go in, let's settle this game down, let's make shots, and let's see what happens this second half.
McLean with it on the right side. He'll give it up top to Rob. Back over to McLean. Up top to Bickford. Bickford will throw over on the left side to Harris. Harris is going to drill into the corner. Tries to throw it to Rob. Pass goes off his fingertips, and Towns Robinson comes up with the steal. Back the other way. Boggs is going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, and the rebound is controlled by Dewey. Almost has it knocked away, but he's able to corral it. Here is Bickford with it. Alma in a man-to-man. Tell you what, Smith's sticking to him pretty well right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing good defense up there.
Harris with it on the right side. Finds Dewey on the low block. He's going to go in for the layup. Good.
I mean, Matt, have you seen a high school kid that is as patient as Braden Dewey is around the goal right there?
Not much.
Great footwork. Great pump fake, knowing Towns Robinson going to try to go in there and block that shot. And then just step through. Nice little finish. And that's where we're going to have the advantage right here, is in that post.
15 for Dewey. Matt, back to a one-possession game. 31-28, Alma up. Here is Schlegel with it up top. Throws over to Smith on the left. Matt Tallman, a man-to-man.
And you could tell our preparation all week was Towns Robinson. You could tell. And we're doing a really good job keeping him from getting going here in this game.
Smith's layup will not go. Dewey gets a rebound. Back comes Mount Home with a chance to cut to one or tie it. McLean's going to go into the lane for a layup. No good. And Towns Robinson gets a rebound.
Yeah. Ryder went in and changed his shot a little bit right there. And he changed his shot trying to go around the shot blocker. As he gets older and plays a lot more, he'll know you go right into the body of him, draw the foul on him, and get to the line and make free throws.
Boggs has it. He's going to drill to a low block, go up for the jumper. No good. Way off the mark, and the rebound's controlled by McLean.
Yeah, we've got playing good defense. Right now, Alma's struggling to shoot the ball a little bit. We need to take advantage of this and get some points in.
Harris with it in the right corner. He's going to dribble out to the wing. Gives it near the top to Rob. Over to McLean near the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rob gets offensive rebound. He goes in for the layup. Will not go. Ball is rebounded this time by Alma.
Same thing again. We changed our shot for the shot blocker right there. Go right at him and get that foul. That would have been two quick fouls on him.
Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. 31-28, Alma with the ball in the lead. Kurt has it. He's going to dribble just outside the paint. Pull up for the jumper. Good.
He's smooth with that little pull-up. He's hit that a couple times on us tonight.
He has 9 on the night. Back to a two-possession lead, 33-28, Alma up. 4:41 left in the third quarter. Harris has it near the right corner. He drills out a little more to the wing, gives it near the top to Rob. Over to McLean on the left side. McLean's going to drill to the corner, pull up for the jumper, bounces around, and finally falls in.
Soft rim. Iron was kind to Ryder. Nice little touch on that little floater he put up.
He has 6 on the night. 33-30, Alma up. 4:20 left to play in the third. Schlegel fakes out his defender. He's going into lane. His layup is blocked by Robin. He comes up with the ball.
Hagen just went up and outmanned Schlegel for out there for the block shot. They did a good job not getting contact and just a clean block.
Bickford will throw to McLean on the left side. Down to Dewey on the low block. He's going to fake out his defender. Put it up off the glass and in. Yeah. 17 on the nine for Brayden Dewey. Down to a one-point game. 33-32, Alma up with 3:53 left in the third. Here is Smith trying to throw it down to Towns Robinson. A reach-in foul is when we call on Hagen Robb. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. Miles Kendrick and Branson Brogan coming back in for Alma, replacing Israel Towns Robinson and Carmani Smith. It will be Curd inbounding the ball on the baseline. Gets into Brogan in the corner. Out to Kendrick. Over to Curd on the left. Curd's going to dribble down into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Partially blocked, and they're going to call a foul on that. And so Cannon Curd's going to be at the free throw line with 3:40 left in the third.
Curd's hitting those little floaters there, and all of a sudden he was able to kind of hesitate and get to the lane. You know, we fouled him. See if he can earn it at the line right here. Kind of update on the, Van Buren-Russellville game. Van Buren's got a one-point lead with about 30 seconds left in the half, maybe.
That was McGee Harris' first personal foul, team foul number two, against the Bombers here in the second half. Curd's first free throw was no good. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 9 points. McGee Harris and Hagen Robb check out of the game as Coben Inskeep and Blaine Tate come in. Curd does get the second. He's now double figures with 10. 34-32, Airedale's up. A little over 3.5 left to play in this third quarter.
Man, I want to give a shout to some other Mountain Home sports going on. Both soccer teams got wins last night at benefit games over in Nettleton, and our state is in wrestling this weekend. So hopefully they have a good showing down there. They've been one of the perennial powerhouses in the state in wrestling.
McLean dribbles to the lane, pulls up for the leaner. Good, and we are tied up. Ryder McLean now with 8 on the night. 34-all our score. 3:05 left to play into the third quarter. I think swimming has their state meet tomorrow, too.
I think they do, yeah.
Camden Curd going in for the layup. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Mount Tom. They have a chance to get the lead back on this possession. Here is Inskeep giving it to Bickford near the right corner. He dribbles out a little more toward the wing. Throws it to Tate. Over to McLean on the left side. Down to Dewey in the corner for the jumper for the lead. Will bounce around and fall out, and the rebound is controlled by Kendrick.
What hung on there. I thought initial bounce was going to be way out, and it's bounced around again. Looked like it was going to try to fall in for him.
Curd with it across the timeline. Goes at the top. Now it goes over to the left side. Less than 2.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. We're tied at 34. And now Alma's going to call timeout. So we will break with 2:23 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home and Alma knotted up at 34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Alma taking the timeout with 2:23 left to play in the third quarter as they're tied with Mountain Home at 34 apiece. So a couple of updates. First off, Greenbrier did defeat Greenwood tonight, 46-38. Right now at halftime, Russellville and Van Buren are knotted up at 23.
Yeah, so that's going to be look here. Van Buren's got their senior night at halftime. They had sweetheart rule to your homecoming when we were there. It was a 25-minute halftime. Anyways, 23-23, yeah. So that game, ours is knotted up. These two games are going to come down to the final plays, it looks like.
Brogan's going into the lane for the layup. Good, and Alma's back on top. Branson Brogan, good job coming off the pick and to get that layup.
Yeah, nice little set play there by the Alma.
And Schlegel comes up with a steal, and he tries to throw it back over to Rogers, who checked in a little bit ago. He couldn't get there. It goes out of bounds, and so the two teams exchange turnovers. It's just a third against Alma, though. About 2 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Airedale's up 36-34. Here is Tate with it. Throws over to Bickford on the left side. Down the corner to McLean. Back to Bickford on the wing. Up top to Tate. Dade drills toward the free throw line. Out to Bickford. He's going to try for the three for the lead. Will not go. Offensive rebound for McClain. He couldn't get that to get the foul to go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 1:42 left in the period.
Good rebound right there by Ryder, and a way to come up and put the ball, keep the ball high as he got the rebound. A lot of times we want to bring that ball down below our waist, and the guards can grab it and knock it away. He kept that ball high and just went right back up with it.
We're going to see who they call that. Okay, so it's going to be on Easton Boggs. It's his second personal foul, team foul number one against Alma here in the second half. And I believe he missed the first free throw.
Yep, missed okay. It. Rolled around.
That was his first free throw attempt of the night. He has 8 points so far this evening. Second shot is up. Bounces around and falls in. He gets 1-2. He now has 9. It's back to a one-point game. 36-35, Alma up. Here is Kendrick with it. Gives it to Rogers, who dribbles to the left corner. Out to the wing to Kendrick. Kendrick will throw it to Brogan on the right side. Brogan dribbles into the paint. Puts up the kind of the weird-looking shot. It will not go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. And in.
Good hustle by Brogan. He knew that shot was off and just kind of went around and knew where it was going to come off at and went and grabbed it and put it back up for the finish.
He has 4 on the night. 38-35, Alma up. 109 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Dewey in the left corner to McClain. He's going to try for the three for the tie. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kendrick. Back on the Airedales. Kendrick's going to try to go coast to coast for a layup. No good, but Boggs gets the gets the tip in, and he draws the contact.
Holy cow. He went up, tried to do a circus shot, lost it, and the ball came right down into Boggs' hands, and we just bumped him as he was shooting. He was able to bank it in and get the shot to fall. That's when you think no things are going your way.
Blaine Tate picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 3 against the Bombers here in the second half. So Easton Boggs at the free throw line for the first time tonight. Free throw is up, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Tate. The 40-35, Alma up. Here is Dewey. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
All right, big shot right there to settle things down here for the Bombers. Let's see if we can get a stop and a score before the end of this quarter.
Brayden Dewey with 20 on the night. Here is Kendrick giving it to Boggs. 40-38, Alma up. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Here is Rogers with it. He drills to the right side. Gives up top to Brogan. Brogan's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Well, Branson Brogan has come alive in this third quarter. He's got 7 points. 43-38, Alma up. 15 seconds left in the third. Shot clock is off. Tate just inside the half-court stripe. Down to 10. Tate's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. Will not go. Dewey gets the offense rebound. He'll be fouled on the way back up and head to the free throw line with 2.9 left in the period.
Good job following the shot right there by Dewey and staying with it. See if he can get to the line and make these two.
They're going to give that foul to Miles Kendrick. That's his second personal foul, team foul number 2 against the Airedales here in the second half. First free throw for Dewey is up, no good. He is now 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 20 points, with one more to shoot. Second shot is up and good. He gets 1 of 2. He now has 21. Schlegel takes the inbound pass. He's going to try with a shot from half court to beat the buzzer. Well off the mark, and we've reached the end of the third quarter. Well, this is a two-possession lead for Alma as we'll be going into the final 8 minutes of play. Our score at the end of 3, Alma leading Mountain Home 43-39. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated.